Let me have you talk about Texas A&M University having a presence in Mexico.
So on Wednesday night and Thursday, we hosted the governor of Yucatan. And the reason that we invited him here and he accepted is to cement our relationship between Texas A&M University, TEAS, as well as AgriLife, with Yucatan, with in regards to a program to bring more students here to Texas A&M, but also invest in partnerships with regard to research and other educational and outreach opportunities. We have had a relationship with Yucatan and many universities there for about a year. Last year, we had about 33 students attend Texas A&M in the summer, working with faculty here, researchers, et cetera. Wonderful experience. We worked with industry in Yucatan as well. And at the end of last summer, we determined it was truly a huge success, and we wanted to expand significantly. So we discussed expanding to 200 students for this year, and agriculture will be bringing in 50 students. So we will have 250 students on campus next summer, this upcoming summer, to study with faculty members and others. So as we discuss this large number of students, we began the conversation about linking outside of engineering and agriculture. Perhaps we have common interests or common needs through many areas in which Texas A&M excelled. Therefore, we talked about their new research complex. The governor of Yucatan has invested heavily into a research complex that would involve creation of new laboratories, new educational programs. The idea is to bring more industry to that area. They had invited and have invited many of the top Mexican universities to participate, and a number of them have decided to, as well as industry. They decided at this meeting on Wednesday to invite Texas A&M to be the first international university to join this research complex in Yucatan. So we are very pleased and quite honored, actually, to be the first university, a first international university, to be included in this fantastic opportunity.
I don't think, though, this really dropped into your lap. I'm guessing there is a whole lot of groundwork laid for this to happen.
There was quite a bit of planning to have him visit, and certainly planning with regard to the memorandum of understanding between TEAS, the agency, and the Yucatan, particularly with the exchange program. However, I will say that I did not know of the invitation to join the research complex until Wednesday. This was a surprise to me. It's a surprise to our staff. We didn't realize that they were considering this. And I believe that the governor wanted to see Texas A&M, wanted to experience perhaps our culture, evaluate our facilities, assess whether we could meet the needs and expectations of the government in this new collaboration. And he was extremely impressed. Who wouldn't be, right? It's an amazing campus, a fantastic faculty, a dedicated staff, and exceptional facilities. So I believe after he arrived and discussed the idea with a number of people here, he decided to put forth the invitation, and we accepted. And so, again, just thrilled to be involved with it.
Were you able to find out a little bit more about his interest specifically in Texas A&M and, as a result of his visit, what led him to make the offer?
Well, I do believe he knows of our strength in engineering, and many of the problems that they have revolve around water, coastal issues, coastal dynamics. But in terms of a number of the changes that are occurring in the Mexican government and the legislature, they expect to see a significant investment in oil and gas production in Mexico. Therefore, they do have a need for petroleum engineers and engineers who can focus on industry needs in the energy sector. So I believe that he was also interested in connecting outside of the water area, but also in the areas of energy. We have very strong energy programs here. I think that that interested him a great deal. In addition, they have great plans for agriculture in that state. Their food production is lower than they would like. They would like to increase food production. They're interested in allowing farms to be sustainable, allowing farms to actually produce energy, for example, from animal waste. They have many ideas with regard to agriculture, and they learned when they came that we also have a very strong agricultural college and program through AgriLife. They're excited about that. In addition, we have common interest in veterinary medicine, common interest in architecture because of some of the inexpensive buildings that have been developed through our College of Architecture. We also have interest in marine biology, common interest in marine biology. They are beginning to grow a strong marine science program, and we discussed a collaboration with Galveston, and that is an area that he did not know before he came that we had strength in. So I believe that what he was able to do during his visit, and certainly after he considered inviting us to join this complex, is that we have many of the same focus areas that the Yucatan government has, and hopefully we'll be solving many of the same problems.
What's the timeline to actually have the actual presence of Texas A&M in Yucatan?
We're going to shoot probably for summer of 2015. We'll be going down, I would say, in the next couple of months, talk a bit about where we should be located, how we should connect, what would be the management of this type of project, how do we determine whether we're a success, whether the metrics that we will use to measure success. And we were hoping perhaps August of 2015.
The projected number of students and researchers and faculty people, what any sort of idea at this point?
We know we're going to shoot for 250 students to arrive here for next summer session. With regard to researchers, my guess is that we'll shoot for involvement of about 25 or 30 the first year and then go from there. We now just have a program where students from Yucatan come to College Station. We'll be developing new programs for students to actually study in Yucatan as well, particularly some of the programs such as Engineers Without Borders, some humanitarian efforts, community services. Those are the type of programs that we would like to see our students involved in.
And quantifying what might result out of the actual presence in Yucatan, any sort of idea at this point, in addition to the 250 that are coming here?
We will have an office and hopefully some research operations in the complex itself. It is a physical location. So we anticipate that it will be a smaller facility at the beginning, but will grow as we develop more and more programs. And the students that we send, we're thinking about a number of different options. Let's say, for example, we have an Engineers Without Borders project or a similar project where students from College Station, from Texas A&M Universities, travel to the Yucatan and work with the communities to build water systems, to build schools, to bring technology to areas that may not necessarily have a strong technology presence. So I expect those students to be distributed throughout the state. Now, if we have research students also travel, and I expect that to happen, then those students would be located in research labs in the Yucatan. And the collaboration that we believe will develop from having students in research labs in Yucatan will be tremendous, not only for Yucatan, but also for College Station, because it will allow us to make great strides forward. We don't see this as just a partnership where we influence the Yucatan. We see it as a partnership of equals. Yucatan scientists are excellent. They have strengths that we don't have. So we expect perhaps in certain areas, rural medicine is, I know, a strength in the Yucatan, also some material science. It also has strength in Yucatan scientists and researchers. So we anticipate that we will gain greatly from that type of collaboration in research areas and in education areas.
Has there been discussion at this point then that it might evolve to where Texas A&M actually has a branch campus down there?
Well, a branch campus obviously is quite a commitment, and we're not close to discussing anything of that that nature yet. Right now, we're focusing on building a collaboration, building a partnership, a strong partnership, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Can this be compared to anything that you currently have, that I guess currently have domestically, since this is an international project?
Well, certainly we have Research Park here on campus, and that is growing. We have a section of Research Park that will be devoted to engineering, and we anticipate building 3 to 4 new buildings in Research Park here, and the same type of model, I believe, that is developing in Yucatan with the research complex there. I will say that the Yucatan Initiative, which is what we're calling this initiative, will have a presence in our research park. So we will have a Yucatan Initiative office, laboratories, as well as a director located in our research park as well. So in many ways, I see it as really a location for a collaboration in both countries.
In addition, I see in the news release that the A&M system has created a new Office of Mexico Relations, so Yucatan could just be the first.
Absolutely, and I think it is. And what I really like about this partnership is it's a true partnership. It isn't a partnership where there are many universities and many countries involved, and those are wonderful type of partnerships. But this partnership expands way beyond just research. It's education, it's outreach, as well as research, cutting-edge research. And I like the fact that it's going to be multidisciplinary research. So I believe this is the type of partnership that we'll see more of in the future, these types of multidisciplinary, global partnerships that really will have impact not only in these two countries, but we believe globally.
And trying to phrase this as delicately as possible, but the political implications of this seems to be tremendously positive between the two countries, as well as obviously A&M and Yucatan.
I would think that investment in research to basically improve the quality of the lives of the citizens of each country will be embraced by the political leaders.
What else have I missed that listeners would be interested in knowing about this?
We are very excited about it, and we're just pleased that the governor took time to come and visit. Certainly, he could have sent someone else, just, for example, the Secretary of Education, to visit and sign the agreement. But he felt it was important enough to spend a day and a half here on campus, and that means that he's committed to this partnership. Our chancellor met with him for about an hour later in the day on Wednesday. They got along famously, and we believe that this is exactly the type of partnership that will enhance our reputation globally.
And for many years to come, it sounds like.
Absolutely. The bottom line is that this should be a sustainable partnership, that we have to make sure our processes, the program and funding is in place that would allow us to grow.